Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today, we've got something a little different. Two interviews from the same family. The story starts out with a marriage on the rocks. It was 1997. Les and Scott Grant Smith had been married for 10 years and were raising two daughters. But Les was hiding something. Les was born female, but felt like a man in the wrong body. Keeping that a secret made Les fall into a deep depression and grow more and more withdrawn. This went on for weeks, months, until finally Scott confronted his wife.
2 days before Thanksgiving in 1997, I said, "What's going on?" And then you said, "I can't tell you, because if I do, you'll leave me and take the children and I'll never see them again." And I said, "Well, you'd probably better tell me then, because of that, you can't leave it hanging like that."
You can't leave it like that. So that's when I told you.
First thing I remember is that you said that you were in the wrong body, that you should be a man.
And if it had seemed to me that I was going to lose you and I was going to lose the kids, I would have said, okay, I'm not transitioning. But you told me that we'll work it out.
Early the next week, you were on the computer and you were researching all of the surgeries,
the hormones,
and I just freaked out. It finally occurred to me to ask the question, should I stay or should I go? And my visceral response was, well, I won't be better off. Les won't be better off, and the kids won't be better off.
Amanda was 7 at this point, and I explained to her where this was going, and she burst into tears and threw herself onto my lap. And she says, "Oh, please, don't change into a man. If you have to change into anything, couldn't it be a cat?" And that was not a question I had prepared myself to answer. I mean, I was kind of stunned.
So right around that time, you had started transitioning, and we just kind of fell out of holding hands when we were walking along the street.
Spontaneous affection. Yeah. We couldn't do it comfortably anymore.
A lot of it was me, because it became clear that I would be perceived as gay, but I realized that I didn't fall in love with a couple of body pieces. I decided this is the person.
And I was still the same person.
More so. More like the fun person I remembered from 30-odd years ago than before the transition.
Right. Right. I mean, though, it's just been amazing to watch you. You stuck with it. You persisted. And every year, my respect for you grows and grows.
I love you.
Love you.
My name is Thea Grant Smith.
I'm Amanda Grant Smith. I'm 18 years old.
Do you remember the conversation where I told you I was transitioning?
I think I was 11, right? 10, 11?
10.
Yeah. I was really worried about you not wanting to be my mother anymore. So it was pretty intense.
Did you guys ever feel like maybe it was your fault that something that you guys had done?
You made that pretty dang clear that it had nothing to do with us. What were you most concerned about when you told us?
Well, you know, girls learn how to be women from their mothers.
Right.
And I was terrified that I was going to totally screw you up and that you wouldn't be comfortable in your own skin. And my only defense against that in my mind was to go, they'll see love and have that be what makes a relationship work.
So, and this is a little scary for me to ask, were you ever prepared to not see us again?
No,
or
that was never, ever an option. If it had looked like Dad couldn't have handled it, and if it was really freaking you out, it was always my promise I would stop.
Dad said, like, when he was explaining it to me, we talk about it sometimes, it wasn't going to help anything if he left. He got over anything that was in him that told him that this was wrong or that he couldn't do it or that it would be too hard. He thought of me and Amanda and you, and he made the right decision.
You've been listening to the Grant Smith family. That was Les with his daughters Thea and Amanda. Before that, Les spoke with his husband, Scott. You can find this story and hundreds more on our website, storycorps.org. And while you're there, you can check our mobile tour schedule to find out when we'll be recording near you. I'm Michael Garofalo, and this has been the StoryCorps Podcast. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.